Welcome to Discovering the Jewish Jesus. I'm Dustin Roberts, the outreach minister here on staff. And for the next half hour, I'll also be your host as we dive into the book of Psalms. With everything that's happening in our world these days, it can be easy to feel overwhelmed. But drowning our sorrows in a box of chocolates or a gallon of ice cream isn't likely to do much except give us some unhealthy side effects. And that's why Rabbi Schneider wants to help us adjust our hearts and our minds in this new series on the Book of Psalms. We'll be turning to chapter 103, so let's get started with today's message titled, Do You Need an Attitude Realignment? Here is Rabbi Schneider.
How could it be that two people raised in the same home and close to the same age grow up with completely different perspectives and attitudes about life? The point I want to make today is that what is even more important than circumstances is our attitude. And in a very real way, our attitude is independent of our circumstances. We're going to take a look today into Psalm number 103. We're going to discover the way that we need to walk, and that is with a heart of thanksgiving and gratitude. It's very true that there are some people and their circumstances look fantastic from the outside. They're lacking nothing from the outside. They have a big home. They've got a great job. They've got a beautiful spouse. And yet somehow their attitude is depressed and bitter and ungrateful. How do you explain this? I want to say today that our attitude really is determined by our choice. There's no question about it. We're living in a world where there's lots of oppression, and we face circumstances oftentimes in life that are very difficult. But what is bigger than the circumstances and bigger than the trial and bigger than the winds of oppression is the power of our attitude and the ability that we have to choose how we're going to feel. I know that you're like me. You've met people in your life. They don't have much. They don't have a great job. They may not be exteriorly beautiful, but somehow they just seem to be generally happy people. They seem to be thankful for what they have. And on the other hand, again, we know other people, they seem to have a lot more circumstantially, but they're depressed and they're ungrateful. I want to challenge you and I today as God's children to take responsibility for the attitude that we have. It really is in a large way determined by our choice. I know one man, you've heard me tell this story before. I've known him for many, many, many years. He grew up in a very difficult circumstance. He doesn't have much money. He has some health challenges. Yet every time I ask him, how is he? He always has the same answer, better than I deserve. And whenever I hear him say that, I'm so blessed because it really puts things in perspective. And his answer, I'm doing better than I deserve, even though he doesn't have much circumstantially, reflects a heart of gratitude. And it really is an expression of the way how you and I should feel. Because the truth is, if the Lord rewarded us according to our deeds, all of us today would be in a very difficult place. But on the other hand, we're living in a life where there are so many things that we can appreciate, so many things we can be thankful for, so many things that can bring us joy, if we'll focus on the things that we do have rather than focusing on what we don't have. And to get this adjustment of attitude that we need today, an attitude realignment, we're going to turn to Psalm number 103. And we're going to look at a Psalm of David. It is one of the most powerful and beautiful Psalms in all the 150 Psalms in the book of Psalms in the scripture. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but Baruch Hashem, bless the name of the Lord, the word of the Lord, beloved ones, abides forever. Let's begin. Psalm 103, verse number 1. David begins by saying, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Wow. I mean, I just get life just from reading that. Don't you want to walk like that all the time, living in a state where you're continually just thanking the Lord? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. This is the way, beloved, we have to live. We have to live in joy and in empowerment. The scripture tells us that the joy of the Lord is my strength. We want to wake up each day and pray for an impartation of joy. It makes a difference. And the joy that we receive, the joy that David had in his heart when he said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name." The strength in his soul that gave him the ability to praise the Lord in such a high way was an impartation of the supernatural joy of God that had been imparted to his soul through the Ruach HaKodesh, through the Holy Spirit. We should pray for an impartation of the joy of God, which is our strength. Jesus spoke about the nature of the Lord that he imparts to us that is independent of circumstances. Yeshua said, "My peace I give to you, not as the world gives." And it's the same thing with the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord that you and I can walk in is in a very real measure separate from our circumstances. You see, I can come to work with a song in my heart, being a blessing, walking in empowerment, and that is a empowerment that comes to me from the Spirit, the joy of God, or I can walk into my work or into my ministry offices. Everything's the same as it was when I walked in with joy, but I can walk in, on the other hand, in a state of defeatedness and in a state of focusing on the wrong things. It really is a choice, and we have the ability to choose to receive from the Lord the power that we need to live in thankfulness. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. If you think about it, everything that's in you and I has been created by God and for God. The scripture tells us that from Him are all things, through Him are all things, and to Him are all things, which means that His entire creation should be praising Him because we only exist as an act of His grace and because He chose to create us. And you and I have been chosen to praise Him forever and ever. Paul tells us in the book of Ephesians that you and I that have been brought into a relationship with Hashem, with Father God, have been brought into this relationship because we've been sovereignly chosen out of the world by God, not because of what we've done, but simply because His sovereign choice of us to reveal His kindness and His grace to us. And the reason that He chose us is to know Him, love Him, listen, and praise Him for His marvelous grace in our life forever and ever and ever. We've been chosen to praise Him. And so I want to ask you right now, will you challenge yourself by the power of the Ruach HaKodesh to take responsibility for your attitude? And furthermore, will you allow yourself to take responsibility for the fact that the only righteous option is to walk like David walked, in an attitude of praise and thankfulness? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name.
You're listening to Discovering the Jewish Jesus, and Rabbi will be right back. But first, we wanted to share an exciting book announcement from Rabbi's wife, Cynthia, titled From Passover to Pentecost.
Get ready for a life-changing 50-day journey. You'll experience the power and presence of the Holy Spirit in Cynthia Schneider's new book, From Passover to Pentecost. Receive special treasures and riches from God that the Holy Spirit has downloaded into Cynthia throughout her life in this daily devotional that begins at Passover and ends at Pentecost. Old patterns of thinking and feelings will be transformed into thoughts and passions that release true hope, strength, and joy. Take the 50-day challenge from Passover to Pentecost. Order your copy. Visit discoveringthejewishjesus.com or call 800-359-6208.
I believe this 50-day devotional is really going to encourage you and empower your relationship with the Lord. Just visit discoveringthejewishjesus.com, get your copy today, and now back to Rabbi.
To walk in righteousness is to walk in a way, beloved child of God, where you are rightly aligned with reality. Think about it. Do you deserve to be alive? Do you deserve to be alive? What did you do to bring yourself into existence? Who gave you the ability to experience pleasure? Who gave you the ability to be able to look outside, to experience relationship? All of it is a gift. Every gift in your life has come from God above. And so to walk in an attitude of thankfulness, to walk like David did, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name, that is only to walk rightly. It's how we should walk. It's being in alignment with reality. David continues, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of His benefits. It's so easy. Because we have an enemy in this world, we're up against the powers of darkness. And the powers of darkness are powers of cursing, powers of bitterness, powers of frustration, powers of lack. The powers of darkness are against us. And so the nature of Satan is he's not praising God. He's not counting his blessings. He is exactly the opposite. He's cursing. He's frustrated. He's hateful. And so you and I have to fight the fight of faith to walk in an attitude of blessing and gratitude. And David tells us how to do it in verse 2. We do it, beloved one, by forgetting none of His benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul, David said in verse number 2, and forget none of His benefits. But let me ask a question. Aren't we prone, you and I, as human beings of flesh and blood, that are up against the powers of resistance, up against that which is anti-life, up against the darkness, aren't we prone, if we're not careful, to forget His benefits and to enter into a spirit of ungratefulness and complaining and focusing on the lack rather than forgetting none of His benefits? If we're not careful, we will forget all the good things in our life. And we'll start to get bitter and frustrated, focusing on what we don't have. Beloved, a rich man is not an individual that has everything they want. But a rich person, beloved, is thankful for what they have. It makes a world of difference. The truth is, having everything you want will never satisfy. That's why people that have a lot of money, they still want more money. It's illogical. Why? Because human lust is never satisfied. Being rich is not having everything we want because our wants are never satisfied. We're flesh. The flesh can never be satisfied. But a rich person has learned to focus on being thankful for what they do have. Let me ask you this. Have you ever considered who you actually are? The scripture tells us that we're fearfully and wonderfully made. Have you ever stopped just to thank God that you exist, that your body is self-regulating, that your heart is beating by itself, that you again woke up this morning? Beloved, we should thank God for our existence. And if you know Father God through His Son, Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, and you're going to heaven, you should be rejoicing that although there are trials and tribulations on this earth, you've got a destiny that is so huge. It's so fantastic. It's so much greater than you could ever imagine. You've got a purpose in this life to love God, to pursue Him, to know Him, to serve Him. Beloved, let's not forget all the benefits. Beloved, let's be thankful by focusing on the benefits we have. Do you have a husband or a wife? I know that some of you are watching, your husband or wife has passed on. Thank the Lord for your spouse. If you have children or grandchildren, if you have a roof over your head, if you've got enough money to buy food, forget none of His benefits. Let's root out of us the childish heart of ingratitude. Let's root out of us the heart of being spoiled. And let's build ourselves up into maturity by the Spirit of God and walk as those in power that live a life of being thankful and grateful for what we have. And when we do that, you know what, beloved? We'll be happy, because happiness is not determined just by your circumstances. Happiness is determined, beloved one, by our attitude. And our attitude can be developed by focusing on all the good things that God has done for us, forgetting none of His benefits. Let's move on now to verse number 3. Who pardons all our iniquities, who heals all our diseases. So David said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Let's forget none of His benefits. And then David lists some of these benefits beginning in verse number 3. Who pardons all your iniquities. I want you and I just to think about that for a second. What would happen to you and I if our iniquities, if our sin, if our transgression wasn't forgiven? You and I can forgive ourselves because we know Father God forgives us, because we know He has compassion on us. We're going to read about this. Because we know that He knows we're just but dust, because He accepts us and loves us just the way we are, because He understands why we've made some of the mistakes and committed some of the sins that we've committed. And so we can forgive ourselves, knowing that He loves us and forgives us and accepts us, that we're His beloved. Think about the fact that you and I today can walk in self-forgiveness, that we don't have to beat ourselves up and condemn ourselves for every place that we've fallen short in life. We can just simply say, I'm sorry, and pick ourselves up and try to do better next time and try to correct the problems and keep examining ourselves to keep growing, to keep on entering into the fullness of the Lord, who the Lord has called us to be. Think about what your life would be like if that love of God wasn't being administered to you, whereby you knew that He loved you, you knew He forgave you, so you could forgive yourself. What if that love was taken away and the only thing that was left was condemnation on yourself, both from God and from your own psyche against yourself, for every sin that you ever committed, for every bad thought that you ever thunk, for every wrong word that you ever spoke? What if the love of God was removed? What if we didn't have that confidence that He forgave all our iniquities, like David said, and instead what we had was just condemnation and accusation? Every wrong thought, every wrong deed, every wrong word, it was just coming back and accusing us, telling us how worthless we are, how terrible we are, how sinful we are, how disqualified we are, how unworthy we are. What if that's the way we live, with condemnation and accusation because of the judgment that we put upon others that is now coming back upon us? But you know what? We don't live like that, because we know that Father loves us. He understands. He has compassion. There's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. We can learn from our mistakes and we can grow because He forgives all our iniquities. Isn't that a reason to be thankful, beloved ones? David was thankful for it. I know I'm thankful for it. If I had to go back and remember every sin I ever committed and the only thing I had for that was self-condemnation, oh, beloved, it would be a torment beyond anything that I could even imagine right now. Let's be thankful for God's love, for His benefits, and for His forgiveness. Let's cultivate an attitude of gratitude. The more you do, the happier, beloved one, you'll become.
You're listening to Discovering the Jewish Jesus and the straightforward and authentic message of our Bible teacher, Rabbi Schneider. Today's message is titled, Do You Need an Attitude Realignment? If you'd like to hear more of this message again, or if you have a friend who's struggling and could use a word of encouragement from the Psalms, feel free to send them this link. You'll find this message online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com.
All of us that are in relationship with God have within us the Ruach HaKodesh, the Spirit of the living God. Jesus said in John 4 that His Spirit within us could become a well of eternal life springing up so that we would thirst no more. But the key is, how do we drink from His Spirit within us? In order to do this, beloved one, we have to die to ourselves. I believe that through honoring the Lord with our tithes and our offerings, we go through an act of denying ourselves, whereby through that act of dying to ourselves, we're better able to live from the life that's within us. Giving to the Lord with our finances has always been a principle that fathers taught for those that have been in relationship with Him. If discovering the Jewish Jesus is being a blessing to you, I would encourage you to honor Father God through this ministry if you feel the Holy Spirit prompting you to do so. Beloved, I want to thank you in advance for your love and financial support. God bless you and shalom.
We've made it easy to give a gift of any amount by going online to discoveringthejewishjesus.com. And if God is calling you to partner with us this year, then please sign up to do that today. Your partnership with us is enabling us to broadcast in up to 200 countries around the world, including Israel, and we're even airing in the Middle East and Africa, all over. You can give through the Rabbi Schneider app on your favorite mobile device, or you can send your donation in the mail when you write to us at Discovering the Jewish Jesus, P.O. Box 777, Blissfield, Michigan 49228. You know, a rich person is not someone who has everything they want, but someone who is thankful for the blessing that God has given them. As a token of our thankfulness for your partnership, we'll send you several gifts of appreciation, including our most recent newsletter that's filled with lots of special insight, exclusive teaching from Rabbi and his wife, Cynthia, and there's even details about our upcoming crusade and international outreach ministries. And for our new monthly partners, we'll send you an additional token of appreciation, a handcrafted shofar that's made in Israel. To sign up online, visit us at discoveringthejewishjesus.com, click monthly partner. While you're there online, be sure to check out our treasury of resources that are designed to help you discover more about the Jewish roots of your Christian faith and the customs that go along with the Passover season that's coming up in the next couple of weeks. And don't forget to set a reminder for April the 11th. Rabbi is going to be hosting another Rabbi Live at 1 in the afternoon Eastern Time. We would love for you to join him. It'll be an afternoon filled with life-transforming truths that I know are going to help you learn more about deliverance and breakthrough. God has planned deliverance and breakthrough in your life this year. Right now, with a special blessing, here is Rabbi Schneider.
In the book of Numbers, chapter 6, the Lord gave instructions to Moses and Aaron to speak this blessing over His people. And the Lord said, when you speak these words over my people, I will place my name on them and bless them. Receive the impartation of the Lord's blessings. Yavarechecha Yahweh, vayishmarecha. Ya'er Yahweh, panav elecha. V'hunecha Yisa Yahweh P'nav Elecha Ve'asem Lecha The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you.
The Lord lift you up by His countenance, and the Lord give you, beloved one, His peace. God bless you, and shalom.
I'm your host, Dustin Roberts, and Discovering the Jewish Jesus is a production of Shalom Ministries. Be sure to come back again tomorrow when Rabbi Schneider discusses why God is truly the compassionate God. That's Thursday on Discovering the Jewish Jesus.